Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
Okay. 106.5. The End.
The Macy's Day Parade will go on this year, but it's going to look very different than it has been over the last 94 years. The reason why, of course, social distancing and making sure that everyone's safe. They're going to still have the giant colored balloons. They're going to have colorful floats and Santa Claus, of course, but it's going to, quote, shift to a television-only special presentation. Now, I'm not necessarily sure what that means. Virtual, I guess? Are they going to have virtual floats? Are they going to have virtual balloons? Are they still going to, like, be walking the streets?
I am somebody who passionately loves the Macy's Day Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Well, you're an American.
There's a lot of people who don't care.
Who? I want to miss. I want to miss
so many
names.
People. I don't care.
So many people don't
Top
care.
Top of the list. Rain wake up call.
Every Thanksgiving, my kids and I watch it together.
Yes, you
we get
turn
so
it
excited.
On while you're getting your Thanksgiving stuff ready.
And I always put it in my story on Instagram, and there's only like maybe a handful of listeners that are like, oh, I saw that too.
Most well, maybe people, they're busy. It's Thanksgiving.
Most people don't watch it.
Okay.
And a lot of people use it as the official kickoff to the holiday
sure.
season, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're Snoopy. It's always about Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to go on record and say, this is dumb.
Okay, what part? Okay, so let's say, see, now I don't know how they keep people from going out of the street to watch it. So let's say it is done at Area 51. Okay. That way, nobody can go and be a spectator.
Okay.
You're watching it from your house
mm-hmm.
here in California. How is it going to be different for you watching it?
It's just going to look weird because it's one thing to watch like Broadway performers perform lip syncing to their hits and stuff like that. When there's an audience there.
Right.
But now they're going to be doing it, like, what, at an airport hangar? Like, am I going to have to sit there and watch, you know, Josh Groban go by lip-syncing a Christmas song with the Sesame Street cast in front of no one? Like, that's really, like, that's so weird.
Is it the crowd that is making it seem okay for you?
It's the fact that it's a real parade that it's existing somewhere.
I know, as but when Josh to, like, Groban, like, does a television performance, there isn't an audience watching him sing.
No, but it's live coverage of an actual event. Like, there's no point. It's just another example of a virtual, like, guys, don't worry. COVID's not getting us down. We're going to do it virtually. How about we just take a year off? We don't need it. And this is coming from a lover of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
What are we going to put in its place?
I don't know. The 700 Club. Anything that's on Sunday mornings. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Or I guess it's a Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
It's Thanksgiving
yeah,
morning.
So I guess the news.
But, I mean, I guess you could do like a montage of Thanksgiving parades past.
There! I'd rather watch that!
Right.
I would rather watch a highlight reel of old Thanksgiving Day parades.
Well, here's why I don't think you can do that. I think because all of those floats are sponsored by a company.
Right.
So they paid for that year.
Right.
Who is going to pay for this year?
How about what are they paying for if you don't have
it? Advertising on television.
Oh.
I mean, like, There are people that make their living by doing these things.
Well, then, so you're saying we have to?
We have to have this. We have to. I'm saying I think it is better for you to just get over your phobia of there not being spectators.
It's not a phobia.
It's a fear.
It's an eye roll.
Okay, and just enjoy the floats, which are going to look exactly the same to you.
Right.
And because every time we don't do something, that means like there are more people that aren't getting an income. So why don't we suck it up and just like imagine it's in New York and then they can, because they're already going to lose money anyway.
I mean, are the floats going to look exactly the same? Because it says here that they're reducing the number of participants by 75%. Now, for them to...
Wow, that's a lot.
But
that's
for them to make a float, I mean, obviously that takes weeks, maybe even months to do.
Right.
But if you can't have as many people making the floats as you normally do...
Not only making it, but holding the float down.
Right.
It takes probably 30 to 50 people to hold some of the big floats as they walk along. So reducing it by 75%, it's going to end up just looking like somebody holding a bunch of Disneyland balloons instead.
Yes, yeah, so everyone will be socially distanced during performance and required to wear face coverings also. It doesn't say where it's going to be. It does say that it's going to be involved with New York somehow. But it doesn't say like...
I bet it is at the airport.
They're going to have it on an abandoned Ellis Island or something like that.
Right.
Oh, or Heart Island.
Oh, yeah. Google Heart Island if you don't know
actually,
what that
don't,
is.
Actually, don't. It's very dark.
They're gonna have it at LaGuardia, which, you know, if you've been to LaGuardia, you know, it's already garbage anyway.
Oh, my God. Maybe this will spice it up a little bit.
Why? No one's going to be there.
No one's going to be there.
It doesn't matter to us.
So all you're saying is that we still need to have these extra sad events because people still need to make a living.
Of course. It's the same with like chaired, like virtual, like we're doing the Heart Walk this year.
Yes.
It's the 2020 American Heart Association Heart Walk, but we're just going to, everybody's doing it virtually.
I don't get that either.
Because we're raising money for heart disease.
Then can't you just ask for money?
Give me some money.
I'll give you money, but I'm not going to walk anywhere by myself like a weirdo.
It's very, first of all, you could walk.
I mean, I do walk, but I don't need to do it but because of a virtual walk.
You know nobody's going to be able to tell. That's why you're doing it, right?
I mean, you're making my point for me.
It's for your heart health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.